Back on the Hammer Down Show, 101.7 The Hammer, 101.7thehammer.com. Duff and the Game Changer, Stuart Schweigert with you on a Monday. Talked a bunch of Boilermaker basketball in the first hour. Going to switch up here and talk some Boilermaker football. A busy Sunday for our next guest. Purdue women's basketball with the win over Loyola, then the Purdue football banquet, and then his Bears in action up in Chicago. He's Mike Carman from the Lafayette Journal and Courier on the Wings, etc., Hammerhead Hotline. Good afternoon, Mike. How you doing?
Great. How are you?
Fine and dandy. So which one gave you the most, which one entertained you the most? Women's basketball, the Purdue football banquet, or the Bears win?
Do I have to answer that question? Isn't that obvious?
Well, I just want to know. You had a busy Sunday, man.
Well, I was only at two of the three, the banquet and the Bears game.
Oh, okay. When was the banquet in the afternoon? It must have been for you to scoot up north, huh?
It was a mid morning tip.
Okay. Was it a brunch? Did you have brunch or lunch?
It was a lunch.
Okay.
Fine food. Nice banquet. Got over in less than 2 hours, so happy.
That's good. Yeah. So what do you think about your Bears after the win last night?
Well, just another win. Just trying to move forward, trying to win a division, trying to get a playoff spot, and go from there.
Yeah, that was good stuff to watch last night. No question. We were talking about it earlier. It's like, you know, if the Bears can hang on to that number three seed, they're going to need some. They would host that one of those playoff games, but then it's like, you know, they're not going to have maybe as much advantage as they'd like to with that cold weather, unless they get some upsets along the way, I guess.
Last I heard, defense always travels.
That's true. That's a good point. With Mike Carman from the Lafayette Journal and Courier here on the Wings, etc., Hammerhead Hotline. So I know it was a very informational football banquet. What caught your attention from that little gathering on Sunday?
Well, they don't hand out MVPs. They don't do any of the major awards. So you got to wait till the spring game for that. I guess that's good news for Purdue fans because that means they're playing in a bowl game. And the season's not technically over yet, so you don't get the major awards at the banquet. And anyway, there were just little tidbits that came out afterwards from Jeff Brohm and even Jacob Thieneman saying that he's feeling good and should be able to play in the bowl game, which is good news for Purdue fans, especially after losing Lorenzo Neal. At least you'd have your up the middle combination of Marcus Bailey and Jacob Thieneman still around. To help slow down Auburn's offense.
What about, I saw your little note there about Marcus Bailey and Coach Brohm putting together his paperwork for like that NFL evaluation. Can you kind of describe what all comes as a part of that deal? Because I know we see that in basketball a little bit here and there.
Yeah, it happens in football quite a bit where after 3 years, you know, players can submit paperwork to the NFL, and they have a draft advisory board that reviews tape and other information about prospects, and they come back and give them, you know, kind of a draft grade of where they might fall, and that helps them in their decision if they want to come out and put their name in the draft. And it's something that, you know, everyone should do when they're eligible to do it. The difference in basketball is you can do it, I think, a couple times throughout your career, as opposed to football. I believe you can only do it after your first 3 years, or at least if you played your first 3 years, or after your third year in college, you may have redshirted and you could still do it after that third year. So it's a little bit different from a basketball standpoint, but it's a good evaluation for Marcus and whoever else wants to do it, just to kind of see where they stand and what they need to do, you know, maybe in their senior season to improve their stock.
What is Marcus Bailey's true size? I mean, I've seen him, but one time I thought he was smaller than he was, and I saw him at Walmart this past weekend, and he looked bigger. He looked bigger than what I thought he was, because I kind of said he was undersized. So what is his size? And if you could also tell me, what's his speed?
I'm having a hard time hearing Stu.
Okay,
he's the one talking.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, or is it? Yeah, now I can.
Okay, sorry about that. No, I was asking, what is Bailey's real size? Because I've seen him, he seems to like kind of morph. Sometimes he looks smaller than I think he is, and so other times he looks a little bit taller than I think he is. So how big is he? And if you do you know what his 40 time is?
I don't know what his 40 time is, but he's a guy that does, you know, he's not really huge, but he's not small, and kind of what you're saying. When you get up real close to him, he looks, just from a physical standpoint, it looks probably a lot bigger than he does, you know, just in everyday life. I would say he's probably 6'2", maybe 6'1", 6'2". I'm guessing at that right now. I don't study heights and weights that much, but I think he's a strong kid. He really is, and you know, and he's been pretty durable this year as well. I think, you know, whatever he gets back from the draft advisory panel or board, whatever they call it, is going to be helpful information for him. I don't anticipate him moving on, but you never know what these boards are going to say and what happens from there.
Mike Carmen with us, Purdue football beat writer from the Lafayette Journal and Courier on the Wings Etc. Hammerhead Hotline.
At the banquet yesterday, do any of the players get a chance to talk? Or,
yeah, they talked to not all the captains, but I think David Blau spoke, Isaac Zico, Jacob Thieneman. Those are three of the players that spoke, and Tim Newton, who's the radio play-by-play guy for the football program, you know, just asked him various questions about the season and. You know, they highlighted the Ohio State win, and Isaac Zico's got a big goal for the bowl game. He wants to get 1,000 yards, but in order to do that, he has to catch 281 receiving yards in the bowl game, which probably is some kind of record if that would ever happen. So he has a high goal there. So, yeah, they've changed the format a little bit over the years where it's more relaxed. It's not as formal as it used to be, and you have Q&A sessions with not only players, but they had four of the assistant coaches up there as well, and they talked about their season and their position groups and just the success that the overall team had this year.
Mike Carmen with us from the Lafayette Journal and Courier on the Wings Etc. Hammerhead Hotline. And Mike, I saw a note today on social media about Auburn naming its offensive coordinator. Does that make things more difficult for Purdue to kind of put a plan together against Auburn, or is this all going to be about Coach Malzahn and his play calling, and it's not that big a deal for Purdue?
The answer to your first question is no, it's not a big deal, because Gus is going to call the plays, and they're going to run the offense they've run this year. So you have Gus against Brom as your offensive coordinator battle, or Gus versus Nick Holt on the defensive side. So you have some intriguing matchups to watch, and the chess match that becomes a football game between, you know, guys that have done it for a long time. I mean, you've got a lot of veteran guys on both staffs that are used to being in this position, and it's, you'd be curious now that they have a full month to prepare and what kind of wrinkles they put out there and what kind of things they try to exploit, coming up in the bowl game. And you know, Purdue's defense is going to have a little bit of a different look because they don't have Lorenzo Neal, and they've moved some guys around, and it's just a matter of getting those guys settled into their new spots and seeing if they can execute the game plan coming up in a couple weeks.
What's your opinion down there of Jarrett Stidham? You know, is it a deal where you think he needs to come out and play in this bowl game and prove that this season wasn't a loss for him? Because I know as the season went on for him, he didn't play very well. I mean, he came into the season as maybe a Heisman Trophy candidate and really just didn't pan out. So do you risk the chance of showing these, NFL scouts and NFL coaches that you are the quarterback you think you are, or do you take this thing in and get ready for the combine?
Well, I think if he was going to forego the bowl game, I think we would hear that information by now. So I would expect him to play unless there's an announcement planned here in the next couple days. He hasn't had, probably the year that he thought, but I don't think it hurts to get another game on tape, especially against, a Power Five type of an opponent. I know there's the trend now is to skip bowl games if you value your future at all, and it's hard to argue with players that do that. They're looking out for themselves, they're looking out for their future, and now it becomes a business on their end if it already hasn't already hasn't happened on already for them. But I hope he plays. You'd want you want Auburn at its best, and you want Purdue at its best. So, and he is one of the better quarterbacks in the country. Hasn't had a great year, but it'd be good to see him out there coming up in a few weeks.
Yep, definitely looking forward to that. Mike, thanks so much for the time and all the info. Have a great week.
All right, thank you.
Mike Carmen, Lafayette Journal and Courier. When we come back, we'll have our roars of the day. I believe Stewart also went through some type of eval as a junior at Purdue.
Yes, I did.
So we'll go through that, too, and Stewart can remind us about the highs and lows of that. All that next on the Hammerdown Show.